deal deal between U.S. and Poland. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Wall Street Journal reporting that the U.S. considering making a deal with Poland to transport U.S. warplanes to Warsaw. The planes would replace fighter jets from the Soviet era that Poland sent to Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky asking 280 U.S. lawmakers in a Saturday Zoom call for fighter jets. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett meeting with Russian President Putin in Moscow Saturday. Bennett later speaking with President Zelensky. Hundreds of men lining up in Kyiv Saturday in hopes of joining Ukrainian forces in their fight against Russia. Not all of the men were from Ukraine.
Ukrainian people, the Ukrainian military, Zelensky, everything's been inspiring. Even like the country surrounding, everybody's just like, it's like galvanized everybody.
British Army veteran Mark Ayers speaking in Kyiv, Ukraine. Almost 1.5 million people fleeing Ukraine for safety, heading to countries including Poland and Hungary.
Hundreds of thousands of refugees flooding out of Ukraine. In fact, up to 1.3 million now, but hundreds of thousands coming here to Lviv, a place where refugees are being welcomed in Western Ukraine. People are also flooding out of Russia as well. Try booking a train right now from Moscow to Tallinn or Helsinki. You can't do it.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv, Ukraine. Authorities saying a tornado killing 6 people, including children, in central Iowa Saturday. The tornado damaging homes and knocking down trees and power lines. North Korea confirming Sunday that it had performed data transmission and other tests that are vital to developing a spy satellite. This is the second test in a week. Experts saying the tests show that North Korea is planning on doing a long-range rocket launch soon, which is prohibited. WNBA star Brittany Griner detained in Russia on drug charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Finland contemplating whether to join NATO.
Like Ukraine, Finland borders Russia and is not a member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. But now Finnish President Sauli Niinistö tells Fox's special report they're considering it.
This is something we are now open to discussion with our parliament.
He also said new polls show a majority of Finns want to see the country join the alliance. Niinistö met with President Biden Friday. The White House issued a statement afterwards saying the two men talked about NATO's open door policy, which lets any Euro-Atlantic nation willing to commit to the alliance's values to ask for membership. Jill NATO, Fox News.
With the 2022 midterm elections coming up, Indiana and Ohio holding primaries on May 3rd.
In Ohio, there's a bit of drama over whether the primary should happen May 3rd. There are still legal challenges over redistricting, and elections officials had asked lawmakers to postpone. Still, Republican Governor Mike DeWine is facing primary challengers, some of whom are critical of his handling of the pandemic. And the retirement of Senator Rob Portman means multiple candidates on both sides vying for the now open seat. In Indiana, there is an open congressional seat, as incumbent Republican Trey Hollingsworth opts not to run again. 9 challengers are fighting for the reliably Republican seat. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An unexpected act of kindness in New York City involving thousands of dollars. Fox's Chris DeMeo has the details.
A good Samaritan finding a wallet with $4,000 cash and getting it back to its rightful owner. Eduardo Martinez reportedly dropped his pouch during his commute to work. He frantically raced back to a crowded area in Times Square where he was approached by 2 cops. The officers explained that they'd been given the wallet by an unnamed woman. Incredibly, the money was still inside. Martinez says the act of kindness proves that there are still honest people in the world.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.